So what's happened since I've been gone? Well, you got the Madonna sex book came over. Oh, sorry. Almost broke the jaw there. Madonna sex... Well, how much did it cost here? 25 quid. You know, for 25 quid, you can actually have sex. Yeah, twice if you're in Stoke. Which the only reason I know, so there last week, and they're apparently suffering a recession. I think these are trying to part against me. But, I tell you, all it did was prove to me how fucking jaded I am. People were all, have you seen that? It's so violent. I'm like, no, let's see. We'll see. A dog's eating. Yeah, what else? That's it? Is your video collection like that? Come over to Good Boy's house. Bring the grandparents. You'll inherit a lot sooner than you thought. Granny, sit down. We're going to watch some of Bill's videos. But I'm a porno freak. I don't know. I just have weird experiences. One time I was down in London. I was down in the West End. And this busload of Iowa tourists get off their bus. It's cow people. And they bumped into me. I'm walking down the street and they bumped into me and I went flying into this adult bookstore. And my hands are in my pocket. I took them out real quick and money flew out of my hand onto the counter, and this guy hands me this magazine. And I'm just terribly embarrassed, and I better run right back to my hotel room and throw this away. Back in the hotel room, I threw it towards the garbage can. It breaks open, face up on my bed. One of those days. So I'm standing. And you guys have some weird porno situations here. I guess the Madonna book might have caused a ruckus here. In fact, you actually see anything. Because I bought some of your hardcore porno. And the hardcore part and the porno are all misnomers here. What are these blue dots you put over everything? Either that or you guys have blue dot genitals. I don't know. I haven't been that lucky to find out here. But there's a picture in this magazine of a guy naked like that. And a woman naked like that. And a blue dot right here. Is that supposed to throw me off, or?
Yeah, I wonder what they're doing. What's going on?
And then I saw a club in the West End for a live sex show on stage, and I thought, what a bummer. That'd actually be the guy that holds the blue dot. Two women together in bed is God's way of showing how much He loves us. Two men together in bed is satanic. Two women together in bed is God's gift to us to give us hope. Two men together in bed is evil and of the devil. You know, there's actually people in the world who think of this as a double standard. Speaking of that, I watched this movie. You know, that's another thing, by the way. If anyone here is in advertising or marketing, could you do me a real big favor and kill yourself?
Here you go, man. Take that home, baby. Courtesy of King, baby. And now, the end is near. And I hear your face. Take that home. The final curtain. Regrets have, but if you do really, that's tip for you, baby. Take them all. And now, Charlie Hodge, the man who brings my scars and my water, Mr. Charlie Hodge. Give him a round of applause. Charlie Hodge. Scars and water, Charlie Hodge. I'm caught in a trap. That's a doorway, Elvis. Take some speed, buddy. Sonny Red, I'm caught in the portals of grace. Get the crowbar and a butter. Pop me. Thank you, Sonny. Cadillac. Thank you, Red. Cadillac. Charlie Hodge. Scars and water. Charlie Hodge. Every Elvis album, live, there's a point when he introduces the whole members of the band and the singers, Sweet Inspiration, Burton on the guitar, and at the end of it all, he goes, and the man who brings me my scars and my water, Mr. Charlie Hodge. The guy who brings him scars and water. Who is this tick on Elvis's ass? Who is this hillbilly hanger-on who's sucking blood from the king? Probably got a trailer out back of Graceland raising 15 waterhead little fucking children. Ironing scars and keeping a pitcher of water chilled in case he might need them. Charlie, you got me some cool water. I'm parched. Be right there, Eve. That's my job. Don't you drink no one else's water, Eve, or wear another scar unless he comes from me, your trusted servant, Charlie Hodge. Hello, Charlie. Great man. Charlie Hodge, man brings me my scars and my water. Charlie Hodge. Charlie, come here. He's cracked up too. He's killing. Watch this. Charlie, come here. Charlie, come out here. Kill people. Charlie. Do that little thing you do for me when we're back in the bush. Watch this, folks. He's killed me. Watch this. Charlie, put on some white panties and dance like a monkey. He cracks me up, Charlie. Here's the captain. Charlie Hodge, man of bringing my scars from the water. Charlie Hodge. Charlie, come on back out here. I don't think they got the full import of what you actually do for me, Charlie. Charlie, I want you to strip naked and swim in that mud like a little tadpole. Oh, he kills me. Give him a Cadillac. Charlie Hodge. Charlie Hodge, ladies and gentlemen. Man brings me my scars and my water. Charlie Hodge. Elvis. Scars and water. The guy had a career his whole fucking life. When Elvis died, they buried him next to Elvis. Charlie Hodge. Charlie, the worms are eating my flesh. Bring me some water. I'm parched. Wipe my dirty fucking brow with that scarf, Charlie. We're going to hell together. Holy cow, Jerry Lee Lewis is in hell. He ain't even dead yet, Charlie. Fuck. Hate to be in his boots when he kicks the big old great ball of fire down on him.
Folks, I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. And I am completely enraptured by my Charlie Hodge bit, and no one else is. Everyone stares at me like a dog that's just been shown a card trick. You know?
What is it, Charlie Hodge? What is it?
Elvis a scarf and a glass of water, and that's his goddamn job. That tickles my funny bone. Who is Charlie fucking Hoff?
Charlie, I want you to come over here and sit on my lap, Charlie. Be a little girl for me. Be a virgin for me. Don't you mind my panties, Charlie? Come on, come here, Charlie. Come on, give me. Charlie, go get me some peanut butter, man. Come on. Little Lee with it, and I want you to pretend I'm a hoagie. Good, Charlie. Good boy. Oh, Charlie. Oh, get a scarf. Sorry about that, Charlie. Here's some water. Hey, look at that in reverse. Me giving Charlie Hunt some water. Swallow that down, boy. It's worth $1,000 a drop on the streets of Memphis, man.
Performing homosexual scenes with Elvis and his bodyguards. Just for you, right? All my folks are just beaming from ear to ear knowing I'm doing this.
Bill, you still doing that China Hunt suck Elvis' cock yet, Bill?
Tell your mama it's true and make her look bad as mama on the block.
Sean, everyone at church wants to know when you're going to be performing in town. They all want to come out and see the routine where Charlie Hodge puts on some white panties and sucks Elvis' little E like it was a peanut butter hoagie. Everyone at church is just dying to see you do that routine, Bill.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good evidence that drugs have done good things for you. What do you think?